You're listening to the audio production of God's Grace for Every Family, Biblical Encouragement for Single-Parent Families and the Churches That Seek to Love Them Well, by Anna Mead Harris, published by Zondervan and read by the author. To Mac, Sam, and Ben. Love will hold us together, make us a shelter to weather the storm. And I'll be my brother's keeper, so the whole world will know that we're not alone. Matt Marr and Steve Wilson. To the many friends who have cared for us and continue to care for us, we share our story in the hope that other families will be loved as well as we have been. You know who you are. We love you too. And in honor of all the single moms and dads out there who want nothing more than to lead their children to Jesus and love them well. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Psalm 122, 6 through 8. Introduction. My family's story. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Psalm 126, 3, 5 through 6. In December 2010, my husband Jeff died after a 14-month battle with colon cancer. Our boys were 9, 12, and 13 years old. It has been 13 years since my boys watched a football game or played Rook with their dad. He did not teach them to drive a car. He never met their college roommates. He did not pray with them before debate or sports tournaments, nor did he take them to see any of the new Star Wars movies. As for me, 13 years is a long time to be without the other person who loves your kids as much as you do. One day, when Jeff's suffering was intense, I made the senseless comment that I wished I were the one who was sick instead of him. Hugging me close, he said, "I wish we could trade places too. Where I'm going will be so much better than being here. You'll be left behind and carry on alone. I have a wonderful future ahead. Yours is going to be a lot harder." On the one hand, his words encouraged me. Jeff believed death would take him straight into the presence of Jesus, whom he trusted for his salvation and eternal security. For a man who wanted to stay with his family as much as he did, to understand that being with Jesus would be even better, well, that was a testimony. I also heard his love for me, that he would give me the better part, being with Jesus, if he could. But Jeff spoke from experience. His own parents divorced when he was 12. Jeff knew the pain of not having both parents at home. Along with his brother and sister, he struggled through difficult seasons when his mom and dad did not live in the same town. Living with his mom, Jeff loved her, but also worried about her in the way of sons who feel extra responsibility in a dad's absence. The last thing Jeff wanted was for his own boys to grow up fatherless, or for his wife to raise them husbandless. As a child, Jeff had lived the struggles I would encounter as a single parent. Our particular story looked different from his. Certainly, divorce, death, abandonment, adoption, or any other event that leads to parenting alone will bring with it particular nuances for each family. Over the years, as I met other single moms and dads, I became curious about their stories and struggles. I learned that our families have much in common. Single parents want nothing more than to love their children, to provide and protect, to see them heal and thrive. But doing that alone seems virtually impossible. And at times, that impossibility threatens to break our hearts. This book grew out of those conversations. After losing Jeff, I was a desperate, overwhelmed wreck of a mom. One day at a time, the steadfast love of our Father God caught me, held me, and set me on my feet again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?